Well, good morning, everybody, and great to be sharing with you again. And for anyone who tuned in last week, we were looking at the story in Matthew's Gospel about Jesus being tempted or tested in the wilderness. And I'm sure at some stage I mentioned that it follows straight after Jesus has just been baptized in the Jordan. So a little bit counterintuitively, having looked at the temptation last week, we're now going to look at the bit before it and look at where Jesus is baptized. And you know, as I was thinking about this, something strange kept on coming to mind, so I thought I would explore it. But it's to do with a driver's license. Now, some of you will be amazed that I have one. My wife always makes fun of the fact that she passed her test first time and it took me to my third go. I wonder if we could share in our houses who passed their test first or whatever. But whether or not I got it in my first or my third, I did in the end get a driver's license and I'm happy to have one. But as I thought about this driver's license, I thought that there's a lot in a driver's license, a lot on a driver's license that for me related to parts of this story. The first thing is that a driver's license is a form of ID. It tells who a person is. It proves that they are who they say they are. And we read this story of Jesus coming up to John the Baptist. And John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John doesn't just say, "Oh, there's Jesus." He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." John has a sense of revelation over who this person is, that it's more than a person, that this is God, and that the Lamb is one who will be sacrificed and who will take away the sin of the world. He sees that. I wonder, do we really, really know who this Jesus Christ is? And we're tonight beginning, as Carlton's already said, these Sunday night Zooms, where if you're completely confused about Zoom, just give me a shout and I'll try and guide you through it a bit. But it's going to be a gathering of as many of us as possible on Zoom. We can have up to 100. And Carlton tonight is going to help us explore the I am of God that is revealed by Jesus. And over the coming weeks, we'll see seven I am, seven descriptions of Jesus and of his identity. And we'll come to know in a deeper way who he is. That's what our driver's license tells me, first of all, who you are. It's a form of ID, and John the Baptist is able to see clearly who this person called Jesus really is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, the second thing that I think a driver's license does is, if you've got the little paper bit that goes along with it, which I haven't decided to show you today, it tells us what we've done. It tells us what we've done. It lists off those penalties, doesn't it? If we have sped a little bit or we have committed some other crime on the road, it's listed there. It tells us what we've done. And a bit like Captain Tom, or Sir Tom, I should say now, I must have a confession here. I think he had his at the age of 98, but I have had to go on a speed awareness course. Now, that's a big confession. Please don't tell the bishop. But I have had to go on a speed awareness course many years ago. And at the start of the speed awareness course that I was on, they asked everyone in the room what speed they were doing. Now, my speed wasn't very much, still too much, because it was over the required limit. But there were people who had really, really transgressed. But imagine there was someone in that room that had done no speed, hadn't went over the speed limit at all. Surely you would say to them, "Why are you here?" That sharing reminds us of that that scripture that says, "Lord, if you marked our transgressions, who could stand?" We all have penalties on our license. Maybe not on our driver's license, but certainly on our lives. We all have penalties. All have sinned and fallen short of His standard, of God's glory. But imagine in that speed awareness course there was someone there who hadn't transgressed in any way. They would be told to go home. And yet Jesus never did transgress. He never sinned. He never went outside the limits. But yet here we see Him coming for baptism. Now John the Baptist had a baptism of repentance. As you approached the waters of baptism, you were doing so conscious that you had done wrong, that there were transgressions on your docket. But yet Jesus comes. A little bit like when Jesus teaches the disciples to pray. He says, "Forgive us our sins," in that prayer. But Jesus didn't have any sins, no transgressions on His record. Why does He do it? Well, when John the Baptist meets Jesus, he says to him, "I shouldn't be baptizing you." And Jesus says, "We must do it to fulfill all righteousness." But what righteousness does Jesus need to fulfill? Him who is righteous with a perfect record. Well, I believe He was fulfilling my righteousness. I believe He was giving me His righteousness. He was identifying with sinners like Simon Janot who have marks on their record so that He could give us His righteousness. That's what He does. He deals with all the things that I have done. I'm sure you remember a story about, I think he was a Lib Dem politician by the name of Chris Huhne, who it emerged had a speeding offence, but he'd asked his wife to take the points so he didn't lose his licence. And I can remember a policeman standing up going that this should serve as a warning to anyone who thinks that they can give their points to someone else, and I'm sure none of us would do that. But here is a cosmic reality. Jesus Christ goes into those waters of baptism not because He needs to be washed, but because I need to be washed. He teaches us a prayer about the forgiveness of sins, not because He needs His sins forgiven, but because I need my sins forgiven. And He goes down into the waters like a grave, symbolic of how He will actually go to a real grave. Not because He has done anything wrong, but to identify with Simon Janot's transgressions. The man with the clean license goes to the grave for a man with one that is not clean. The driver's license tells us who you are, and it tells us what you've done. And thirdly, it also tells us where we're from. I'm looking at mine here and it says I'm from a place called Monaghan. But when Jesus goes into those waters, that Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and He goes down into that water, something incredible happens. Another passage tells us that while He was praying, ever thought about that? He goes down into the water and He comes out, and while He is praying, wonder what Jesus was praying about. Was He praying that He would have strength to go into the waters of death, past the cross? Was He praying that when He eventually would receive the baptism of the cross that people would respond? What was He praying? We don't know the answer to that. But what we do know is that He comes out of the water, and while He's praying, the heavens are ripped open. Have you ever looked up at the sky? And sometimes I'll say to Zara, "Okay, you can see heaven there just because there's like just a beautiful light coming through the clouds." But this really does. The passage speaks of a violent ripping of heaven. And out of heaven comes a dove. God the Holy Spirit in bodily form. And that dove comes and lands on Jesus. And it's accompanied with a voice, "This is my beloved Son, with him I am well pleased." Simon is from Monaghan, but the Lamb of God, the Son of God, Jesus, the one who did no wrong, came from heaven. Think about that. Just think about that. Think that he made that journey for you, all to identify with your sin and to cleanse you from it. And he came from heaven so that you could go to heaven. That is why he came. The license tells us who we are, our identity. It tells us what we've done, our transgressions. And it tells us where he's from. Fourthly, and finally, think about what a driver's license allows. What does this driver's license allow? Well, there's nothing more frustrating than failing your driving test. I did it twice. One of the times I failed it because I screwed down the window a little bit rather than operate my controls to demiss the windows. I mean, who on earth would fail someone for that? But the lady thought I didn't know how to use the demister. Fair enough. Okay, but there's nothing more frustrating. And why is it frustrating? Because you can't get to where you want to get to. You can't be independent and travel yourself to places. But when you get the license, you're able to go. The world's your oyster. The open road is open for you. It opens up everything. Now, why does this Lamb of God come? He didn't need to be baptized. From heaven, he came. Why did he come? Because he wants to open up the world and open up eternity to you. You know, have you ever thought, the word for salvation in Hebrew is Yasher. And then the one who came to fully lead Israel into the land of promises is Yeshua or Joshua. Okay? The word salvation means to lead us into a wide open space. And Joshua was the one who led them in to a wide open space. And then the Greek form of that name is, no prizes for getting it, Jesus. Jesus came to lead us into wide open spaces. Now, how did Joshua take the children of Israel into the promised land? Well, it was through a river, and the river was called the Jordan. And now we see Jesus arriving, the Lamb of God. And he comes to receive a baptism that he doesn't need for himself, a baptism of repentance. And he comes from heaven to do it. And why does he do it? To lead us through the Jordan into the land of promises. That's what he does. He wants to lead us into beautiful and wonderful things. He wants to take us to heaven. Folks, just think about that. That's what your Lord did for you. Now, I've said already that the Lord Jesus didn't have to be baptized, and he didn't have to pray that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, because he didn't need forgiveness of sins. But why did he do it? He did it to identify with us. He did it to identify with us. But here's my challenge to you today. Have you identified with him? He's done all of that for you. The Lamb of God, he takes away the sin of the world. He's taken your points in a way that Vicky Price couldn't take them off the Lib Dem guy. He's taken your points if we would let him. But have we identified with him? You know, this morning, we're meeting in church worship in both Dollingstown at 10 a.m. and also in Marilyn at 11:30. And at 11:30, we will have a baptism of a little baby. And baptism is a beautiful thing, and I'm sure many of you have been baptized. And if you haven't been baptized and you're a Christian, please do come and speak to myself or Carlton. But here's the reality. It's okay to go through the waters of baptism, but we have to have identified with the person of Jesus. Have you realized who he is? Have you realized what he's done? Have you realized where he's from and what his sacrifice has allowed for you? If you've never received Jesus, let me encourage you, just in the quietness of your own home or wherever you are, just to take a moment of stillness to pray, and let me lead you in it. Heavenly Father, I know that I'm not perfect. I know if you marked my transgressions, I couldn't stand. But Lord, I realize now who Jesus is and what he's done for me. I thank you that he's identified with me, and now I want to call him Lord and identify with him. Save me, wash me, and open up eternity to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.